Hello, and welcome to StarCase Certifications segment, But Do You Know? I'm your host, Rabbi Tzvi Goldberg, a Kashrus administrator at StarCase. Today, shortly before Shabbos Shira, we are going to meet Ilana, who is celebrating the songs of the Nevios, Miriam and Devorah, who appear in the Parsha. She and her daughters, 2, 5, 9, and 14 years old, are watching the magnificent just-released DVD, Panina Ballerina, which they bought at their local Jewish bookstore. Just as the last song in Panina Ballerina was ending, Ilana realized that Tu B'Shvat is right around the corner. This year, she decided, she will go all out for Tu B'Shvat and buy fruits and nuts galore. The store that she wants to buy from is not under kosher supervision, and she is not sure what she can buy. Let's help her. Ilana, let's begin with dried fruits. How they are processed or dehydrated is a key factor in determining if dried fruits are kosher even without certification. Although sun-drying avoids many of the kashrus issues of other methods that may use oils, release agents, or fruit flavoring for their processing, there are other potentially problematic factors to consider. Additives is just one of them. Red cherries may be naturally colored with carmine, which is derived from beetles that are not kosher. And sometimes raisin producers coat the raisins with animal-based oil to keep them from being sticky. In addition, as all fruits, dried fruits are subject to the halachic pitfalls of insect infestation, toloim. Ilana, do you know that raw nuts pose no kashrus concerns, barring possible insect infestation? As with fruit, the potential kashrus problems arise in the processing of nuts. Most nuts, actually, are roasted without oils. However, flavorings may be added, posing kashrus concerns. Oil-roasted nuts are fried in oil, which may or may not be derived from a kosher source. Be aware also of nuts which utilize dairy ingredients in their processing, such as buttered pecans and honey-roasted nuts, which often use lactose as a binding sugar. Let's recap, Ilana. You may purchase dried fruits without kosher certification as long as it is only fruit, ascorbic acid, potassium sorbate, and sulfur dioxide. You may also buy dates, pitted and unpitted, figs, dried sour grapes, prunes, dried orange peels that are not in liquid, and raisins without oil, all without kosher certification. However, banana and apple chips do need certification. Raw or dry roasted nuts do not need certification. Fresh fruit which was cut up by a store, for example melon, is permissible if you first cut off a sliver from where it was cut. Strawberries need to be washed with a fruit wash or detergent before eating. If you are thinking of buying frozen fruit for Tu B'Shvat, it is permissible as long as there are no other ingredients besides the fruit, water, sugar, citric acid, ascorbic acid, and corn syrup. Of course, any fruit or nut from Israel requires special care due to the Truma and Shemitah issues. Well, Ilana, you can now consider yourself StarCase informed. I hope you have found the fruits of StarCase's research labor helpful and your Tu B'Shvat celebration is enhanced. Until next time, take care.